Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, Adam Ray comes in and we do some role playing and we hit it out of the ballpark as per usual. So buckle up for some Adam Ray at his best. First, blindsgalore.com. Over 2 million windows covered and counting. Blindsgalore.com does one thing. They do better than anyone. 100% custom window treatments built to your exact measurements. Blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, even blinds that connect to your smart home or your Amazon Alexa device. Blinds Galore has it all. I have them in my home. I have them at work. I have them in my edit bays. I have them here. I have them there. I have them everywhere. They have a new Build a Blind tool, lets you create and customize your window treatments online. See how the blinds look before you squeeze that trigger and purchase it. And from start to finish, measuring to installation and picking out stuff, they'll give you all the advice you need. They have an in-house team of experts and guide you all along the way, online or over the phone. It's the best. It's Blinds Galore, right, Dawson?
Whether you need more privacy to sleep in, to cool down, or just fix up a room, BlindsGalore.com is just what you're looking for. Check them out and let them know Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
Support for the Adam Carolla podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Imagine how it feels to have an award-winning team by your side through every step of the mortgage process. That's exactly what you get with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage does more to help you understand the home buying process so you can get exactly what you need. They've helped millions of Americans achieve their dream of home ownership. When you're ready to purchase your home, and the home of your dreams, they can help you as well. J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination 9 years in a row and highest in mortgage servicing 6 years in a row. When you work with them, you get more than just a loan because Rocket Mortgage is more than just a lender. Right, Dawson?
Get started online at rocketmortgage.com/Adam. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Push button, get mortgage.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, I know you care not about this story, so we're just going to do it and get it out of the way. Lori Loughlin must expect a, quote, substantially higher sentence than Felicity Huffman, according to People magazine. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling has a threat for Loughlin, who rejected a plea deal and is headed toward a trial. He said on Sunday that the longer she takes to resolve this case, the more time they want to throw at her, especially if she's convicted. He says, we will be asking for a higher sentence. Now, meanwhile, Felicity Huffman is due to serve 14 days in federal prison. She goes in on October 25th, and Lelling said he's okay with that because she was very contrite. She took responsibility. And remember, Huffman only spent $15,000 on this scandal. Loughlin spent $500,000.
The punishment for the big-time taxpayers who are just basically doing a cleaner version of what everyone in the upper crust does, mm-hmm. which is put their name on a hospital mm-hmm. or a library or something and get their kid legacied in. Yep. I mean, do you know how many senators and congressmen have their kids at Ivy League schools? Right. Like, some just have all four of their kids yep. just go to yep. Harvard. You don't think that's a version of what we're talking about? I mean, it's insane how many folks who live in D.C., how many lawmakers, not the lawbreakers, the law
often one of the same.
Makers yeah. just have their kids all legacied yeah. into Harvard or Princeton or Yale. I mean, yeah. they all do it. It's insane. This yeah. is what goes on all day, every day. They're saying, we've got to make an example off this C-list actress because she should have known that. Known what?
Right.
Because that's all we do.
Well, there's a side door and a back door, and that's the difference. That's what they're saying the difference
is. I don't know if Gina has this information or if it's a question for Garagos, but I imagine there's some sort of tax fraud where, like, they wrote it off as a tax.
A charitable donation.
And thus they defrauded the government. I don't think it's just that they paid this guy.
I will be interested in that part of it because I only hear this part of it. But if there's the tax fraud part, then by all means.
Well, and to your point, didn't Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre donate, like, $70 million to USC and magically Dr. Dre's daughter got in?
Yeah. That's above board. They built a building.
Yeah,
that's
the way to do it.
By the way, as a poor person who has dumb kids, I don't care. Get the opposite. Put a fucking burn unit on the hospital. Put the person's fucking name on front of it and get their stupid 19-year-old onto your campus. Yeah. What difference does that make to me?
Do you think the kid gets interviewed, the school determines how dumb they are, and then the price goes up based on that?
Oh,
or they go like, all right, if you do want them in, you're going to have to pay this much and donate to the dentist school.
I think it's like prostitution. You're right. Like, that chick's a 3.5. The price goes through the basement floor, right?
Yeah. After seeing some Olivia Jade's videos, I'm not shocked that's probably how it went.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I've been wondering about since this whole thing started?
This is a 100K situation. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
How does this work with people with heavy kids? Because all these kids are getting on the rowing team, the basketball team. How is this working with heavier set children that aren't making crew team?
Shot put.
Yeah.
They're shot putting shots. I just needed some sort of answer.
Yeah. Playing the hot corner on the softball team. Third base.
The hot corner.
You need some size.
You do.
They can catch.
They're spry. They're spry, Gina.
Yeah. She had some pop in her bat. Yeah,
right. Dude, I was quick fat. There is a...
Yeah, I've seen it.
You know, yeah, you've seen it. You've
Pablo,
seen the highlights.
Pablo Sandoval for
for sure. My coach called me Krispy Kreme Abdul-Jabbar, and I thought... I was like, look, message received. Changes need to be made. But, you know, did I hit that 12-foot sky hook? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, and this thing of like, we're going to make an example of you because you didn't, you know, you're going to fight or you weren't contrite or whatever.
I'm
going to drive the lane.
I don't need any
of it.
Turn
the volume on.
We're just seeing.
A baby-faced Adam Ray.
I did my own commentary on this. Can you hear it?
No, turn it off.
How old are you in this?
This is fifth grade.
The hole off the backboard just like his stepdad taught him.
I mean, look at this,
dude. Down the middle, looking for cheeseburgers, found an open lane.
I like
cheeseburger.
I like the other kid calls for the ball and ignore him.
Top of the key, God, he's fat. Look at those little boy tits jiggle. Dribbles to the left, definitely traveled and double dribbled. Spin move.
Wow, good shot.
Hoop and the harm.
Could not stop.
Hoop and the harm.
Hoop and the harm. All right, Max Bata, find me congressmen who have the most kids at Harvard.
Oh, great question.
It's all part of the game. It's all how it works. This is just somebody trying to sort of sneak into the same club that everyone else who's judging is already in, and that's how it works.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. I don't know. Can't college go away? I feel like it's done. No, thank God my kids are dumb. I mean, actually, my son's not going to college.
Oh, you know that already.
He's not college material, but my daughter's smart and getting good grades and made the volleyball team and everything,
there
so I think she'll be fine.
Well, when Dick's Sporting Goods promised to stop selling assault rifles, they actually are serious and went the extra mile. The retail giant can't sell them because they've destroyed them all. Dick's CEO Ed Stack says the company has turned $5 million worth of assault rifles into scrap metal. Stack says the company was initially planning to return the weapons to the manufacturers, but ultimately decided it was best to destroy them.
Right, and then do a news briefing on it. Okay.
But it's interesting because you hear a lot like, we're thinking about it, and finally somebody did something that they wanted to do. You know, no one ever really does anything. It's nice to see someone follow through on something they believed in.
I agree. I worry that everyone is just looking at the optics of everything now and that motivates them. But if it gets the assault rifles, which probably aren't assault rifles, I don't know. I think we've changed the definition of assault rifle. Turn
assault
it into assault style or something. It's a lot of, we have a lot of definitions in the rifle department. If you ever talk to guys that are experts, they go, well, first off, like less than 10% of any crime committed with a rifle, like even the mass stuff is not done with an assault style rifle. It's mostly done with other guns. Everything is automatic semi-automatic. Every pistol with a clip is just semi-automatic.
That's
like, and it's as fast as you can squeeze the trigger, and that's fast. I mean, when they do that thing where they go, that cop put 22 rounds into the Bubba. That happens in 3 seconds. Right. And that guy's not holding an assault rifle. He's holding a, it's like him and his partner have a pistol, and there's 19 rounds discharged in 2.5 seconds.
Right. And I think we might have talked about this specific issue before, but at this point, it feels like nobody has the exact right answer and nobody's willing to make a move or put any money on anything. So I don't care if it's mental health or getting rid of assault rifle. I just like seeing someone actually do something and just shut up about it.
I agree. The only answer there is, because there is no answer to homelessness, and there's no answer to opiate addiction, and there's no answer to domestic violence or rape or alcoholism. Like, there is,
don't rape.
There is no, seems yeah, like you know what? I toyed with that notion for a while in the
quickly.
90s, but I
like, just say no. It's like, yeah,
it was a long
great.
Weekend, but yeah. I woke up.
You're right. There's no way
missing.
To not rape.
It's a long cruise.
Yeah. The, there is no answer that comes from the outside. There is no governmental, we got a plan for people not to be on opioids or not be on the street. It's all from the inside. First things first. From 0 to 18, your kid is your, it's your dog. It's your pet. That kid's, you know, listening to a lot of Narthex records. That's a heavy metal band I made up, but they sound pretty edgy. They're pretty deep.
This guy's shred, dude.
They're deep into Narthex. And they're wearing black eyeliner, and they're sitting around cleaning their arsenal with their room locked up, like in Parenthood. Right. You know, they put a hat.
Joaquin Phoenix.
They put a
hat. He became the Joker. What do you expect?
That's
what
it. New ways to make fire.
No, you're making my point. No, I'm saying if that's your little troubled Johnny, and he's in there listening to heavy metal, and he's collecting an arsenal, I'm sorry. It's up to you.
Right.
You are our first line of defense. The fat retired cop who doesn't have any kids at that school and plenty of time for backup and donuts, I'm not putting it in his lap. That guy's just getting a paycheck after he's retired from the Dade County Police Force. Why isn't that guy doing more? How come he didn't rush in to where the sound of the gun was going off or anything? Because he didn't have any kids in that school.
Yeah.
He's just getting paid to. He's getting paid on the chance that something that shouldn't happen might happen, and when it does happen, he has 14 seconds to process it, and guess who sort of decides that they'll live to fight another day?
Right.
That
hi,
there's
Gary.
Plenty of time for backup. So the first line of all defense, homelessness, opioid, abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, all the things we don't, imprisonment, all the things we don't like as a society. Like, we don't like truancy, and we don't like addiction, we don't like unemployment, we don't like, all the things we don't like, all the first line is at home. It's all at home.
Yeah.
And if you're going to let your kid go down that road and eventually end up in the school shooting the place up, then I'm going to have you responsible.
Now, I have a question.
Just like the dog who bites everybody.
Yeah. I have a question. Does the same – so Dix is – they got rid of all their guns. Now, in the same fashion we talked about Quiznos, maybe you know, attaching themselves to Jared to compete with Subway, does Lady Footlocker see this as an opportunity to go, you know what, we'll take all the Uzis, you know?
Right.
Come get a sports bra and a handgun.
Because our New Balances are that fast that you'll get away.
Just to compete.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, Dix, you don't want the guns, we'll take them.
Mm. We're trying to figure out the children. Yeah, 15 senators and 38 House of Representatives went to Harvard.
I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure they're all geniuses.
Well, speaking of
what
Joker.
What movie is this from? The Joker?
Apparently there's a song called Narthex.
Oh, there's a song called Narthex.
No way.
But not a band.
No.
This is like Gore-Tex.
This is from the soundtrack to a movie I've not heard of, Destiny, the Taken King.
This is one of the rejected tracks from Schindler's List. They're like, it's a little too...
It's a little Narthex-y.
A little too Narthex-y.
Wow.
Well,
all right.
Speaking of the Joker, TMZ reports that Joaquin Phoenix is getting huge Oscar buzz for the movie, but the movie's big opening weekend has some people looking for Joker porn online.
Some people.
According to Pornhub.
Try all people.
Harley Quinn porn right there.
Yeah, that's the one to beat. That literally, that's the number one. But they got a massive spike in such searches over the weekend.
Wow.
According to their metrics, there were more than 741,000 searches involving the word Joker in the first 4 days following the film's release. The biggest surge came Sunday when Pornhub saw almost 300,000 searches for clown sex.
No way.
Sure thing.
You know, when will clown sex not be a thing? Like, will we ever just go, we've seen it all?
It's not a thing.
It is a thing.
Dude.
300,000 searches.
That's a lot of people looking for birthday parties that went poorly.
My take on the clown porn or the Joker porn or any of the whatever themed snuggy porn or whatever the hell they
furries
or whatever they
the snuggy bear is there themed is the snuggy
porn.
Bear involved in a gangbang
the
somewhere
detergent?
They're gonna get Jared to be the new spokesperson for Snuggle the fabric softener. Move over, Bear. Didn't you guys pick up by Charmin?
Actually, don't move over.
So. My feeling with all that stuff is like, it's like the feet. I have the same thing like when people go, we baked brownies, but we took double stuffed Oreos and we baked them into the brownie. Yeah. And it's like, you don't just make a good brownie.
Yeah.
We don't
stop
need that.
Changing
and it's
things.
Like, do you like Oreos? It's like, not, yeah. Do you like brownies? Yeah. Well, then we'll take it and then we'll deep fry it. And it's like, no, it's too much. I'm losing my bearings. Like, get the hottest chicks you can find blowing the biggest dicks that are available. You've got your porn. Now, you can always get a hotter chick and a bigger dick. That's your challenge.
More
but
now.
Don't start with all the crazy things.
Is it because there's people watching the porns being like, but I don't know what this guy does for work outside of this. So
right.
If he's in the clown outfit, you're like, thank you. I was wondering how he spends his Sundays and how he makes a little extra cash, you know?
Well, the funniest ones are the guys who are in the porn who are like, I would like to be in porn, but I don't want this memorialized forever on the internet because I'm 23.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd
have a
like
a wrestling mask on.
Yeah, I'd like to be involved with the gangbang porn, but I'm going to wear a gorilla mask.
Yeah.
And now there's just a picture of you stroking your wang with a gorilla mask who's seventh in line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Also, I've not done gangbang porn, but I do feel like it's etiquette to tap on the guy's shoulder who's in front of you and naked and go, listen, I'm going to be doing like a cursory stroking of my cock behind you.
Yeah, cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, no, that's not for you.
Oh, all right.
I'm trying
to. Hey, man, we're all having a good time.
Well, we were.
We were. We still are, man.
I can barely hear you through your mucho lubre.
Are you Brett?
I'm wearing a donkey head.
Nice.
Anyway.
I'm wearing a Curious George mask.
I'm just giving you a kind of what's up. I'm going to be stroking my hog behind you, not to you.
Okay. Well, hey.
Or for you.
Beggars can't be choosers.
You watch the NFL on Sunday?
For sure.
You see the guys out running wind sprints before the game?
Yeah, they're hot.
They're not in the game.
Oh, okay.
But they're warming up.
Okay.
They're going to be in the game.
Nice.
That's what I'm doing behind you.
All right, dude. Well, I'll listen for
it. So what I'm saying is you don't need to tackle me.
Nah,
the game hasn't started yet.
We can, though.
No, but yeah, no, we're here for the lady.
Oh, yeah, no, she's cool. She's cool.
Yeah,
she's hot, man. I saw her tits on a pinball machine.
Hey, listen, I know there's no sanctioning body to set the gangbang record.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the same dudes in line twice. I feel like that flies in the face of the spirit of the gangbang record. Now, true, she's had 721 dicks in her, but there are only 386 different cocks. You know, I saw a guy, remember the guy who was wearing the urinal of the turtle head?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Troy.
Yeah. He's now a centaur.
You guys talking about
a centaur.
Troy, take it off, man, so we can hear what you're saying.
For the centaur head?
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
is kind of a whole torso thing.
Weren't you in here earlier this afternoon?
Oh, a couple times.
You're wearing the Killer Clowns from Outer Space head?
The first time I was, yeah. Then it was the urinal of the turtle.
Hey, I'm not here to tell you your business. But you freaked that chick out.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
No, you wear the hat not to be later on when you're married.
I thought we were punking her.
No. This is an anonymity thing.
Oh.
You're going to have kids one day and a daughter.
No.
Use your real name?
No.
My name is Sparky Fire. Why did you use your real name?
My name is Troy Menberg.
Oh, man. No, dude, you got to go with something clever like condom, no thanks.
Anyway,
Yeah, man. Something tells people who you are and what you stand for.
I know you entered the conversation late. The reason I'm stroking my hog now.
No, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, it's not to you guys. You ever see those NFL games?
You're talking to us and stroking your cock.
Yeah, dude, it's what you do. Did you ever get the email?
You know when you drive your car and you see a guy jogging down Ventura Boulevard?
Yeah.
And he misses the signal, and now he's got the red light, and he's just kind of jogging in place. Yeah. He's not really running, but he's just kind of jogging in place.
And he's whacking his dick?
No, this is a metaphor.
Man.
That's what I'm doing now.
Hey, does anyone want to step up to the plate here?
Sorry.
We're having a conversation.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt. I'm kind of trying to go for a record now.
Yeah, all right.
Why don't you take a ladle of well water and tap it on your vagina, and we'll have a plume of steam come out of it.
It is burning. It's burning
quite badly.
Take that
wooden ladle and take that bucket of well water and just dump it on there.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Lady?
Yeah.
This sends our mouths to get hot.
Remember in Jaws when he got hooked up to the shark and they had to put water on the reel?
I do remember that.
We need to do that to your vagine right now.
That would be great. I am in a lot of pain.
Anyway.
By the way, can we get some Norfax up in here?
Take
this party up a notch?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to have a granola bar because I feel my blood sugar dipping right now. And I want to give you my best. Hey, listen.
Hey, what's your Fortnite handle?
Hold on a second.
All right. I thought we were just buzzing.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, Sparky Fire.
There it is.
So, hey.
Mine's Troy.
I don't know
Mine's Troy.
I don't know your real name.
I'm Debbie. I mean, Vicky.
I'm not trying to besmirch your gangbang record.
I am really going for something right
but
now.
But I've seen a lot of the same guys coming back for sloppy seconds.
Yeah, that guy just wore a fake mustache.
What?
Yeah.
It was
this
half
is an outrage.
On.
That means it's not going to count. There's been 1,000 dicks in me.
A lot of them have been the same.
That seems like a lot.
Hold on,
probably going to isolate that audio, too.
Get that drop.
Hey, not for nothing, but you joined the conversation a little late. The reason I'm stroking my hog right now.
Oh, you're getting ready for me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Imagine you're a jogger.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you watch your pregame show in the NFL?
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, you see the guys running up and down in their sweats?
The wind sprints.
The game hasn't started yet,
right.
But they're still moving.
Okay.
I'm making a football move here without actually being in the game.
I'm quite flattered.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, you sound familiar.
Mm?
What's the name of your stepdad?
Is it Troy?
John McPherson.
I think we may have shared a bedroom in 1997.
Red Roof Inn?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Mm. Pechanga?
Well, the name of this gangbang is Come One, Come All, so I guess I can't turn you away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of come, could you free up that locket that's welded to your neck? Let me check the picture of that. See
if that's
the one Ron.
Me and my dad?
Yeah, let me see if that's Ron. Oh, Jesus Christ, that's Ron.
Oh, God.
I'll tell him to say hi.
That's my stepdad.
Wow.
Oh, wow. This is uncomfortable, but also arousing.
Yeah.
I don't know when you joined the conversation, but the reason I'm stroking my dick right now, it's not to Ron.
Oh.
It's not to these guys.
Good.
Oh, wait a minute. I think Ron may be here because I had him drive me here.
This morning. Please don't tell me he's in a centaur mask.
I don't have my own.
No, that's me, Troy.
Oh, good.
By the way, they're going to post this full video on Pornhub or just like
this
a
part?
Clip? Yeah, like the conversation too.
I was told we're streaming.
Streaming live?
Oh, shit. Hi, Mrs. Battelli, my second grade teacher who said I was never going to amount to anything. You're fucking wrong.
And
I'm Troy Battelli.
Oh my god.
You're married to her?
That's my mom.
Dude. She always tried to get me to count beans.
Hold on. Open your locket. Let me see what's in there.
Right, well, here we go.
Yeah, and that's not a euphemism.
All right, and scene. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Thank you. It's a powerful scene.
Let's move forward.
What is the gangbang record, Max Zapata?
Oh. Well, you looked that up. The irony of this whole story is that Joker is the least sexy movie I've seen in a long time.
Truly.
Yeah. It is not. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
It is. I just saw it today. It is not a sexy movie.
No. How do some of these characters get, like, plucked for the porn world? Is it because of all the...
I think it's like generic clown porn.
Like, does Joaquin have other characters that have been selected for the Pornhub community?
Mm.
Like, is this a Joaquin thing?
Walk the
or
line,
is it,
maybe?
Yeah, Johnny maybe Cash. A little Johnny Cash porn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gladiator porn, you know,
right.
Commodus.
Or it's because he's a villain, right? And sometimes...
Outcast.
Bad boy. Yeah, right, the bad boy.
Outlier, yeah.
But he was not good with you know, he didn't have a lot of confidence in the women department. So.
Wait, let me ask you this. All I do is judge.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see a guy with a thumb ring, I judge him. And when I see a guy with weird turquoise cowboy boots, I judge. Fair. And I see a guy with a mullet or weird aggressive piercings or something. Take a look at somebody's browser history. Could we do some judging there?
Sure. Oh, my God. That's the ultimate. That's the key to your soul.
By the way, if Judge Judy started doing that, I would watch every episode.
Oh, right.
Just pulled up strangers' browser history and just truly like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you knew me as Judge Judy, but now I'm judging your browser. We'll come up with the title.
I don't need character witnesses anymore. I want to see your browser history.
Yeah. You can learn a lot by someone by looking at the browser.
Maybe you'd be interested in hosting my show that I've always wanted to do now.
What's that?
It's Thumbs Down. Whenever you look at the porn, there's always like 7,281 thumbs up, and then there's 61 thumbs down.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Yes. And it's like, that's a hot 19-year-old chick who's being plowed by two dudes in the back of an Uber. Like, what? Why are we
but it was Uber pool.
that's
boo.
What
even better.
My TV show is I want to find the guys who gave the thumbs down, and I want to confront them. And I'm going to bring the actress and her parents. And I'm going to go like, hey, first off, this is how she makes her living.
Yeah,
you know what
dude.
I mean? Like, your super bad rating is affecting her bottom line. And then secondly, it's free and it's on your computer. Like, how big a beef can you have with free porn? And then all I want to know is, did you come? Because if you came,
that's
you better
up.
Fucking go
you better
change.
Take that thumbs up back.
Yeah.
You better take that
back.
Thumbs up, turn around, shove it up your ass, and walk out the door.
That's right.
And that's how we send them off.
If you like, there are, Max Batter, go find, I don't know, find some hot porn something. They're always...
just Google boobs.
It's always like, oh, there's 700,000 thumbs up, and there's like 86.
Behind your computer.
Better.
Yeah, I would love to see these guys, you know, have to get confronted with their critique and be like, why did you do that? Like, tell her to her face.
Right.
What was wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe bring the two dudes that were there, and they're like, yeah, dude, I mean, was it not thrusting hard enough for you?
Right.
Catch a masturbator.
You know they beat off. Like,
oh,
there we go.
God.
Oh, my.
All
right. See what that is filthy.
Sorry. Did you say meet Gabby? But it's spelled M-E-A-T. Oh, see?
So
and who says there's no comedy in porn?
308,000 thumbs up, 11,000 thumbs down.
No, that's 112,000.
Oh my God!
Oh, is it? Oh, 11. Yeah, you're right. And she was working pretty hard.
She was working real hard.
Over 102 million views.
Also, you get two porn puns before you even click anything, and maybe the guy was thumbs down, and he's like, "Come in, you spelled it wrong." Down,
meet Gabby.
Yeah,
poor grammar, thumbs down.
Can you imagine when you were 15 and a half, you'd have this magical tablet you could put on your lap in the bathroom and look at free high-def porn all
stuff
day? And be like, no, the emperor says no.
Now,
off with their heads.
Why is that even an added feature? Like, we shouldn't even be giving people the option to critique it.
We
again, like you
know.
Said, it's free. You got it. Like, it's in...
I just want to know the mindset of the guy. Now, look, if we hook you up to a lie detector and you're like, look, I tried stroking my meat and I just couldn't get any blood flowing down there. I had to move on, turn the page. Like, literally, I had to find someone else to look at.
Yeah.
If you beat off and gave it a thumbs down, we got a major issue. We got
you don't
a major
get to watch
issue.
Online porn anymore.
Yes, you're banned.
Yeah.
You know what your name is? Mud. It's Mud.
Now, do you think those guys talk like they own that they do this? Like, are you ever at a spritzer, a barbecue where it's like, you know, it gets brought up like, dude, I saw this crazy porn the other day.
Are you saying Bangus Uranus 15?
Bangus Uranus? Wait, what's it called?
You Bangus Uranus 15? Yeah, I give it a thumbs down.
Yeah. Like, would you tell people you
did
that?
There's only 14 free anal scenes in the movie.
Lame.
Yeah.
Lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Can you get out of the hot tub, Jerry?
By the way, if you
what,
ever...
man?
Look,
I am who I am.
I think everyone has went and browsed a little porn online, seen one and went, it's not my cup of tea, but I like this one better. But I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to stop and critique.
No, vaya con Dios.
That's right. That's right. All right. Lisa Sparks with three X's. Oh, Sparks. Was my name Sparky Fire?
It was.
I got a pitch for you after this.
919 men in 24 hours.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And is that fresh blood?
She couldn't get to 1,000?
She's going
to
prolapse.
Yep. 919 different penises in 24 hours, beating the previous record of 757. This was at the 2004.
She shattered that record.
World Gangbang Championship in Poland.
In Poland?
I didn't even
God
know Poland.
Damn. How close to the camps is that? Now, that is... because that is just something I don't. How do you pick? Can't you just as the chairman of the Gangbang Championships go, hey, so where is it this year? Can we just make sure to have it as far away from the concentration camps as possible?
Yeah,
oh, we can't?
We're doing it in Krakow.
In Krakow. Jesus Christ. Now,
East Berlin was the first choice.
Troy? How do you know that?
No.
Now 700.
All right, we'll move it to Nagasaki. Understood.
Jesus, dude. There's some, now 700 and how many?
19. No, 919.
It was the previous record was 757.
Do we know what it was before that? Like, I wonder if it was just like 16 or.
And also, give me a virus, those chicks got to be competitive in their own weird way.
Sure.
They got to go like, you know, they're the one who's at 715 who got beats. Like, yeah, but how much Black Wang was in that line? I didn't see a lot.
Oh, some of them counted like, for two.
It's like Babe Ruth's home run record. It's like he never faced a black pitcher.
I shot my shit in Atlanta.
He never
I don't know
played
about
at
her.
Night.
Also, how many pumps each
Great
person
question.
Get?
Yeah.
I don't.
As long as it takes,
that
I guess.
Should be, well, no.
No, no, no.
That's
She's
not how it works. She would die.
919 to completion? No way.
I don't think
dude.
So. I don't think so. I think it's a.
Again, why we need a sanctioning body.
I think they have to finish.
No, Brian, she would literally prolapse. It would all fall out.
Hey, it's a price to victory.
It would
the
all
price to victory.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Now, what is this person? Do we know what she looks like? Is she alive?
Yeah, she's alive. I'll put up a picture.
What there is she doing?
She's doing a podcast.
Please tell me she has a podcast.
She's in a wheelchair.
There's got to be.
By now.
No.
There's got to be rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm with Brian. There's got to be some form of completion.
You can't just
come
get
on.
Out gone.
Well, the dude could take 15 minutes. This is going to take 3
know,
weeks.
But much like Adam's example of, you know, that you're fluffing yourself off the side.
Oh, my God. Not what I thought she was going to look like.
She looks like Fergie, the Duchess, the actual Fergie.
She does. Yeah. What if it was?
Ample bosom.
Sarah Ferguson.
Also, if it is to completion, it could be like one of those things where, like, when I go to Starbucks, I just get medium black coffee in and out. But every once in a while, I get that bitch who's ordering for the whole office, and she's got to get the mocha frappa, whatever.
Yeah. Like we
That's
did in
the
West
guy
Beach.
Can't bust the nut who's right in front of you. You know what I mean? Like, come on, dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, dude, the more you talk, the longer this is going to take. You're like, march now. He's like, hey, you know, we're right near one of the camps. We don't need any of that German talk.
I'm reading. So the record is 919 men in 24 hours, but it took her 12 hours. So they did the math. She averaged about 45 seconds with each man, which is about 13.5 seconds longer than is often necessary.
And is
wow?
And she still failed. She still failed to set the orgasm record while doing it.
I also want to know the mean age of the men, because I was a man at 13 when I read from the Torah. So, like, how many of those guys were in the mix? You know?
Yeah.
Or
I
was
don't.
It all like 18 and up?
Probably.
Yeah.
Not
also,
a ton of Jews.
Are they all? Chris, this is all research for you. It's a question for you. Are they all in the same? Entryway. You know what I mean? How many?
What other orifice?
Yeah, exactly. Are they all going
I don't think you can catch a nostril or an ear and count it. You know,
not with that attitude.
There's the guy with the umpire clicker, you know, the bouncer, door guy. Someone has to sanction this shit.
Right. Yeah.
Check it again. The name's Troy.
Yeah, you grab a nostril and he ain't clicking that counter.
You don't count.
There's video online of it.
Let's check it out.
By the way,
I already gave it a thumbs down because she didn't get to 1,000. Come on, dude. Don't call it a gangbang record.
I'm sorry.
Stop at 919.
She's already doing the Lord's work. She's already doing enough for everybody.
Sure.
The orgasm record? Come on. This is not how she's getting
off.
What's
going to be?
You idiot.
I'll tell you what's going to be great. At some point, she's going to find Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Right,
and then she found him. He was 333 in line.
She's gonna. She's dragging across. She's gonna find Jesus Christ because it's always happened.
Yeah,
you know, they were abused,
yeah.
And then they acted out, and that was her. And she's gonna be like 39. She's gonna be living in Dade County. She's gonna meet some dude online. They're gonna go out to a Fuddruckers and have a date.
Yeah.
And they're gonna start talking and have a couple wine coolers back in his apartment. And at some point, they're gonna have that thing that many people do at the early stages of the how many people have you been with, and then the guy's gonna go, well, technically 9, but one of them was an ex-girlfriend who I got back together with a year later, so I guess 8. I guess eight would be the number. Counting. And then she's going to go, and what about you? And she's going to go, 919. And she's going
to
go, what?
I didn't ask what time it was.
That's called Tuesday. That's Tuesday. That's one day. That's one day.
Those are 12-hour periods.
That's one day.
That's one
day. Yeah, because even for a second, a guy will like try to rationalize and go, yeah, over like 20
years.
Yeah, like
20, everyone had a,
yeah, it must have been 20,000 years.
everyone had a lot of fun in college. Right?
We all experimented, you know.
It was like junior year. You study abroad, so it was like the foreign dick counts as more. Oh, God. Hey, by the way, do you think it's like a comedy lineup to where you're behind the next guy that's in front of you? Like, if you have to follow Bill Burr, you're like, God damn it, Burr just crushed.
Right.
Like, if you're next in line and some guy's just really making her squeal,
right.
Are you standing there going, God, I only got this to work with? Like, do I have to do some other moves to, like...
My move is if I see that happening in front of me, I'll go, oh, I got to use the head real quick. Just go ahead and slide. I got to shake the dew off the lily.
Yeah.
I don't want to spray something other than jizz. You know what I mean? So just go ahead and slide in front of me. I'll be back in a second.
Yeah.
And I hope that guy doesn't do well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's my move.
I love that.
Yeah. Through my horse head, of course. All right, where was I? Tommy John.
That's
yes.
Bit.
Underwear, that's right. Underwear brands, they claim big comfort, but 75% of men and women are dissatisfied with their underwear. Well, they haven't tried Tommy John yet. Over 7 million pairs sold. 96% of their customer ratings are 4 stars, plus legs that never ride up, waistbands that never roll down. Horizontal quick draw fly saves men tons of fumbling down there. After 2 years of obsessing over every detail, Tommy John is introducing the most comfortable bras on the planet, Gina Grad.
I have one. They're awesome.
Oh, everything they
make. They sent
me one. It was
great.
Everything they make is awesome.
Yeah.
Available in over 1,200 retail locations, including Nordstrom stores nationwide. Tommy John. No adjustment needed. It's the best. It's Tommy John, right, Dawson?
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam now to get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
All right, what else we got, Gina?
Well, I have a couple of offerings for the gangbang, possibly in the worst or best segue ever. The Pope could effectively end celibacy among priests by allowing married men to be ordained, according to the Daily Star. Pope Francis is expected to raise the suggestion in a bid to ease shortages of priests in parts of South America. And if the move is completed, it could spell the end of celibacy for Catholic priests.
Oh, boy.
We got a priest shortage in South America.
South America, yeah. So they're trying to ease restrictions to get more guys down there. The Pope didn't directly address the controversial topic at his Sunday Mass, but he did drop a heavy hint saying that church leaders not be bogged down by the status quo. Allowing the ordination of married, proven men who are respected in the community is regarded as a potential solution to the church's numbers crisis.
That just all just feels like somebody else's, like your parents' problem or something. Like there's a Pope and he's got proclamations right. And we need this, we need that. Haven't we all just jumped the shark on that? Like, is there really?
It's quaint.
It's quaint now. I don't know if we're going to make a dent in anything anymore. I feel like religion used to, you know, it was kind of invented to keep everyone in line, and now everyone just went, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, it's game on.
And also, the first thing that came to my mind is if you stop making priests be celibate and nuns still have to take a vow of chastity, people will be outraged.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been 1,000 dicks in me! Oh, God damn it.
A lot of call. A lot of scream.
Is that from Sister Act?
Sister Act.
That's what it's going to sound like. When the priests can have sex and the nuns can't.
Yeah, you can't do that. You got to keep it consistent.
Thank you. Agreed. Well, Gwen Stefani is leaving The Voice, and she's going to be replaced by Nick Jonas. A source from The Voice said Gwen's departure was necessary due to her Las Vegas contract she has over at Planet Hollywood Zappos Theater. Shows return in February for her Just a Girl residency. Then she plays Vegas in May, which gets a little tangled up in the finale for The Voice. Meanwhile, I hadn't heard this until today. Adam Levine told Ellen DeGeneres on Monday that the reason he left The Voice was to become a full-time stay-at-home dad.
Well,
that's the reason he's given Ellen.
Isn't that, I mean, you just say that to Ellen. Ellen makes everyone want to make all those lovey proclamations.
Sure.
Yeah. That's an soundbite.
It's better than contract dispute.
Right. I wasn't getting enough of the back end. I mean, I was getting points, but I was getting fucked out of my points because, you know, nothing ever comes out of the other end.
Oh,
you know?
and hang out with my kid, too.
I said that, right? You do it on the net, not on the gross. By the way, you do it on the gross, not the net, because it never nets out. Like, they never turn a profit on points.
The audience.
I think you start to kind of realize that her and her audience want to hear, like if you went on Bill Maher with that shit, you just get laughed out of the room. Bill Maher would just laugh at you. So I don't trust those answers.
Although I did like she had to, I guess, speak out against her fuming fans when she went to a
Cowboys game.
Was it Cowboys? Yeah, and she was sitting next to George W. Bush and said, you know what? We're friendly. And even though, you know, we don't necessarily agree on things, I am friends with a lot of people I don't agree with. And when I say be kind to each other, I'm not just talking about be kind to the people you like and agree with.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I share that sentiment.
Yeah. We're all just in one big gangbang line.
Thank you.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Wow.
What a very simple but profound way to look at it.
Yeah.
There's been a thousand dicks in me.
That's right. That's my metaphor for life. You know what I mean?
Today.
And there's a couple of us that are P1. In the front, and a couple of us are in the back, but most of us are just in the middle of that gangbang line.
Right.
By the way,
just trying to make it.
If this gal, what's her name again?
Lisa Sparks.
There's been a thousand dicks in me.
Thanks, Lisa. If she could write a coffee table book, and at 919 pages, and every page was like a headshot of the guy, and some sort of like, you know, a paragraph, a sentence, maybe a word to just describe, like, do you think she could remember, like, if, you know, or maybe go on a game show where it's like all the guys come on and they try to date her, but they have to try to jar her memory. Like, this guy was number 73 on the gangbang. Like,
yeah. I wore a huge high and it was scraping along your nose the whole time.
Yeah.
It was a drilled out one.
Jared Weinstein?
That's me. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I knew
now?
You'd remember the high because I had one on extended chain. And I remember as I mounted. It hit your cheek and he made a noise.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Who's number 118?
Oh, that's the guy who smelled a patchouli.
Yeah.
He went hard.
That's
he went
right.
hard in the patchouli.
He did.
Kind of bringing back memories now.
It is a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
We'll be back with more.
There's been 1,000 dicks in me
after this.
I mean, she's got to parlay that into something. It's almost
Remember the guy? Remember 721 who was humming the theme to Family Affair? Yeah, that's bringing back memories. Yeah, you can't forget him.
I remember getting like turned off because I wasn't a big fan of that show.
But you preferred the courtship of Eddie's father.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Also, the guy that hummed the Perfect Strangers theme song. That was like, I was like, can you stay back there as long as you want. Like, I have a Balky tattoo on my shin.
Balky Bartokamus.
Oh, you know his last name.
Yeah.
Oh, my cousin.
Is that the one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Find the beginning of Perfect Strangers. All I know.
It's also like you don't do something like that. And, you know, sorry to harp on it, but it's like with comedy, like you, it's a benefit to get conditioned to like have something tragic or negative happen and spin it into something positive. So it's like, would you do that just for the record? You wouldn't want to try to then like
parlay it?
Yeah, like into some sort of a book or a movie or.
Well, she has.
I think she has the movie.
She has her firsthand account of the gangbang.
Yeah, I'm on her website right now. She says,
has she been on Oprah?
No, not yet.
Missed opportunity.
She says, to be completely transparent, this is the one thing I regret doing in porn to this day. The only job I agreed to strictly for the money. It was too good to pass up. So what happened was they're putting on the event, and the government found out, so they had to do it in an undisclosed location. And it was her versus a girl named Patricia. Over 150 guys showed up. Yeah, so it was the same time. So they would just go at the same time. So one guy would go from one girl to the other, and they were lined up. And so it said they would fuck us for 30 seconds, then boom, the next guy would fuck. The entire event was 7.5 hours, and I even ordered McDonald's in the middle because I was starving.
I mean, even get with Weird Al and do a Jay-Z parody of like, you know, I've got 919 problems, but a dick ain't one.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. There's been 1,000 dicks in me. What is the number?
Working title.
Does it say the number? What is the amount of what is the amount of money that's too much to walk away from for this gig?
She didn't say.
I got to tell you.
Asking for a friend.
You got to understand, like, coming from us, it's really insane. Because when you hear about, like, the guy who agreed to snuff out Ray Caruso's baby mama, who was, like, the 22-year-old chick who was 9 months pregnant, it's like $6,500. It's like $6,000, and I'll meet her in the country road, and you box her in your SUV, and I'll just unload this clip into this pregnant woman. Like, the thing that's insane, I was talking to Christy Canyon about this. Like, oh, yeah, she did her first movie. I said, you did it for $80 or something? She's like, no, $300. But it's on the internet now. Like, right. What I'm saying is it sounds insane to normal people that you would kill somebody for $6,000 or for $12,000 you do a gangbang or whatever. But it sounds insane to the Adam Rays and the Adam Carollas of the world because you go out and do a 45-minute comedy set, you get $14,000 or $10,000 or $8,000, whatever they got paid for your one night's work where you're holding a beer and asking people where they're from.
But they got to lay
that,
down.
That was what they got paid.
Yeah.
That job.
Wow.
Yeah, I wonder what the you have the Perfect Strangers intro song.
Yes, this is a good song.
This I got to tell you, the only go ahead and play it. Sorry,
this is a really good song.
The only it's aged like fine wine.
Oh my god,
that sounds really good. Bronson Pinchot.
This was also the time when the harmonica was like
in.
There was probably a guy in line at the gangbang with a harmonica. Sometimes you just get a feeling
like you need some. Yeah.
I mean,
it's about to kick in.
So many high fives.
Nothing better than 80s acting.
Whole family sees
driving
you out.
Across country in his Mustang notchback. Balky's herding sheep, hugging his peasants and the schmartas.
Oh, they didn't script that. That was an improvised
getting on
hug.
A boat. He's going to go visit his cousin in America.
Corson.
He's going to get in a wagon.
America burst!
This is... Stop me now. Now they have stock footage of a tanker ship, which is like...
And Lady Liberty.
I got to tell you, the...
Oh my God, right, still going.
Just keeps going. Now he's on a bus. Also, we didn't have edit bays back then. We just filmed everything in long form.
Yeah, just stop.
I got to tell you, there was one good thing about me doing Dawson's Creek, and one good thing only. We were in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds right.
We were doing Loveline, and we were going from 1 to 3 because of the time difference every night, and every night... Someone from the crew the next morning would pick me up at 6 a.m. to take me to set.
Wow.
So I was coming back to my rented room at 3:30, and then they'd honk the horn at 6, and they'd go, I got you coffee. It's like, it's going to take a little more than that. But either way, it was 1 week of that. When I would come home from Loveline back to North Carolina, whatever I was staying, and turn on the TV at 3:30, Perfect Strangers came up.
You're welcome.
And I would just watch every episode and go, it's worth it. It's worth it. I haven't seen the show since I was in high school. Now we're back. All right, let's see. Let me hit cash roll for a second here. Want a chance to win? Trip to Vegas and meet me. Head to your local AutoZone. Be entered automatically with your purchase of cash roll. Pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge motor oil and an STP Extended Life oil filter for just $33.99. Use your AutoZone rewards and automatically be entered to win. It is a 3-day, 2-night trip to Las Vegas to meet me in November. Right, Dawson?
No purchase necessary to enter to win. Open to the residents of the 50 United States, District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. Must be 18 years or older. Sweepstakes valid September 24th through October 21st. Void where prohibited. See your local AutoZone store for more details.
All right, one more, Gina Grant.
You got it. Well, whiskey maker Glenlivet released edible cocktail capsules made from seaweed this week, which is sort of a Jello shot meets a Tide pod. Whiskey lovers can simply pop one of these pods in their mouth, bite down, release the liquid. They come in 3 flavors: citrus, wood, and spice. The elixirs were crafted by cocktail connoisseur over at the London bar Tire. Each capsule contains 23 milliliters of liquid. It's about an inch. Here's the promotional video of this little novelty drink.
The Glenlivet has released an original whiskey drinking experience. A collection of edible cocktail capsules made from seaweed, meaning no need for a glass, ice, or a cocktail stirrer.
Yeah, all the stuff you love.
Tire. One of the world's best bars, created three new Founders Reserve-based recipes for whiskey lovers to try together.
You get a flight.
To enjoy them, pop the capsule in your mouth and take a bite to release the delicious cocktail ingredients. The Glenlivet is the first spirits brand in the world to team up with sustainable packaging startup Notpla.
And definitely the last.
This is just basic.
Got some Narthex underneath.
As a Glenlivet lover, yeah. I hate this because I want to sip it and enjoy it. I don't want to burst in my mouth like the gangbang.
Did they really think that we love Tide Pods so much that we were like, we could get some booze in these too?
Yeah, were we jealous of children eating Tide Pods?
Also, this is going to lead to like a modern day, like biblical type death where it's like, where you go like, what happened to Fred? Well, he'd had the booze pods. He was bringing them on the plane and he was trying to get through security with his booze pods and he made it through, but he forgot it was in his back pocket and then he sat on it and it burst and some guy was sparking up an e-cigarette and it arced. And that's all they know. It was a human torch.
They
couldn't even identify him with dental records. That's all they had. But it was something to do with the e-cigarette arcing, I guess. I'm not an expert, but he sat down and covered himself with grain alcohol, and this guy just bad timing, and the thing
freak
just
accident.
Yeah, the thing just had like a loose wire or something, and it just arced, and Fred just went up like a Roman candle, and that's it. I mean, that's all we know.
That's Fred. That's his story.
Yeah. So you know, it's kind of timing is everything.
Good and bad.
Yeah, yeah. There is a bad version of that. This is
obviously
a bad version.
Yeah, yeah. This is yeah. Yeah.
Wait, you still wearing a horse head,
Troy? By the way,
no.
Are the makers of cups just freaking out?
Yeah, they're on the road.
They're pressure. Sweating.
Yeah.
They're sweating it, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, the guys at the Big Tumbler is fucking sweating bullets about now. What else? So, all right, this is another novelty way to get drunk, right?
Yeah, of course.
Also, okay. Glenlivet, I would expect that move from like Zima.
Thank you.
Right.
Like, Glenlivet, you're classier than this. Like, yeah. I would expect you would have a syringe to
Jim Beam
inject
move.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Scotch is for closers is what I have to say to that.
Yeah, baby.
All right, let me hit Simply Safe. No one should feel unsafe at home. Protect your home at all times with Simply Safe. That's simplysafe.com/Adam. Gina, should we bring it home?
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. There's been 1,000 dicks in me.
Gina. You know, that's never going to end.
Oh, my God. Now that I think about it, Gina number Grad. 845. Yeah. Was he had like Zima pods. I remember that. Because somebody, there was a guy behind him asking him. It's funny when you're going through it, you can listen to the conversations of the guys because they're in line, they're waiting. It's like you know how you're at Baskin Robbins and like you grab the number, but then like one guy's in front of you asking for samples, and then there's like a kid and he wants two scoops. He originally
you know
what
there's
he want.
Some guy who was bringing tequila in a Ziploc bag into stadiums. He's like, this is a clear ripoff of this is intellectual. I'm going to lawyer up.
Yeah.
This is my idea. I was putting tequila in Ziploc bags and smuggling them into ASU games 20 years ago.
Since the 70s, man.
Yeah, come on. I don't know if Zima was invented yet. But, or tequila, sorry. All right. Comedians.
We're spinning off ice.
The Adam Carolla. Troy. Wait a minute. Wasn't my character's name Sparky Fire or something?
Yeah.
It is weird that her name is Sparks, right?
Sparks, yeah.
It's very weird.
Need
okay. Comedians, Adam Carolla Show, Santa Monica, Dudes Brewing Co. this Saturday. I'll be up first. Larry Miller and Jeff Cesario and Greg Shitstog and Brian and Dawson. Everyone's going to be there as well.
It's a hell of a lineup.
It's great. Yeah,
go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. Salt Lake City, Wise Guys, October 25th and 26th. I'll be doing Adam Carolla's Unprepared there. I'll be missing my right-hand man, Adam Ray, who I've had so much fun with.
I wanted to try to figure that out. Maybe I could get there for Saturday.
We'd love it.
I'll be there in Oxnard, though. I'll be at the Oxnard ones.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Portland, the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. Very, very nice place. Very big place. Very beautiful place. Seattle, the Paramount Theater. L.A., Laugh Factory. All coming up this Friday, Saturday, and then Monday. More dates, go to AdamRayComedy.com and About Last Night, the podcast, available on Apple Podcasts. Just go to AdamRayComedy.com. CrankYankersComedy.com for all the things you need. Crank Yankers is back up on Wednesday night.
So good.
Tonight? Oh, thanks. Yeah.
So good.
10:30 tonight. Not Taco Bell material. My stand-up special. And check that. It's go to AdamCarolla.com for all that. Until next time, Adam Carolla, for Adam Ray, Gina Grad, and Bob Bryan. Say mahalo.
I don't think puta is a compliment.
Stick around. Today's episode of Good Sports with Dave Damaschek and Adam Carolla is up next.
One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Hot Sports Talk here on Good Sports. We hope you've been able to make do through Monday and yesterday. Midweek start to the Hot Sports Talk here. Ace, it's the first month, it's the only month, as a matter of fact, where all four of our major sports are being played. It's October is clearly the best sports month for the fan who enjoys multiple sports at one time. But I want to ask you this question that came up last week on one of my other things. What beast, what mascot from the four major sports, if you had to eat one of them, which would it be?
Mascot from the four major sports.
Yeah. So, and I'm thinking not the guy in the costume who dances about for, like, the home crowd. I mean, like
the Philly Fanatic.
Not the Philly Fanatic, right. Mm-hmm. You get me. Yes. Mm-hmm. A Blue Jay is an option.
Right. Can we dip into the college realm? Because I mean, Buffalo's.
You already got to get loose with it, but all right. If you want to go.
Oh, okay. You're right. All right. I don't want to.
A Buffalo would be fine. You're right.
Right. I like
or
the
Longhorn
Buffalo.
Would be good.
Yeah. Or Longhorn. But let's keep it out of college because that's too easy. There's too many things to potentially eat.
That's
in
right.
The
Why don't you start
realm.
With your beloved pro football, NFL? Which mascot do you suppose would be? You know, maybe you're in a pinch. Maybe you just maybe you just fancy having it for a meal for whatever reason.
Uh-huh. Well, you got to eliminate Ravens. You got to eliminate Browns, you know, possibly a Ram. I don't know if that's goat, you know, I don't know if that's if that's chops, if you could do like a lamb, Ram.
A lot of people have dropped me a line when I brought this subject up on social media. A lot of people said, oh, a Ram is a fancy lamb.
Yeah.
So in that case, it might be right near the top of the NFL list.
I've heard. Bear meat is okay.
Really?
Well, that's just from people. Look, the people who say they've eaten bear are just basically trying to, they're trying to one sack you.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? They're just trying to go, I've lived life to that's my fullest. Right. You sit home and eat Taco Bell and blow the guy from Grubhub for a tip, and I'm out living life. You
that's
know what
right.
I mean?
That's humble bragging
These are the
or
people,
whatever you want to call
yeah,
it. Right.
Who, and then they explain later they made their own jerky out of the bear, and it was excellent. You're like, what life are you living that I'm not living? But so they just want to explain the people who eat exotic meats, they're not trying to say, I've tried exotic meats. They're saying I am an exotic person who's mm-hmm. living life to the fullest, and I shall lord this over you. And then I'll act surprised when you've never eaten rattlesnake. Never. Really? Huh.
This is something yes. I think we've actually talked about is it's I have myself, and now I've passed it on to my children, like in lieu of doing anything actually courageous or difference making, I have a weird pride in exactly that. Like, oh, I've eaten an encased meat that had rattlesnake in it. So, I mean.
Who is worse, Shaq? Who is worse? You tell me this guy. This guy. Who is worse, this guy? The guy, when he asked if you've ever been to New Zealand, and you go, nah, I've never been to New Zealand. And they go, really?
The follow-up guy.
Never been.
What end would I lie about that?
Or is there ever a situation where you go, oh, no, that's right, I was there 7 months ago.
Right. Please, don't press me on this. I did hard time in New Zealand.
I'm from New Zealand.
I don't want to relive what happened in Christchurch for me 20 years ago. I can't go down that road again.
Who's worse, that person, the really person, you don't really have a very good relationship with, because if it was, you know, you're married to them or if a family member, they would know if you went to New Zealand.
Yeah, right. Good
so
point.
So who's worse, that person who's condescendingly saying really at a high octave so you can feel even worse about your lot in life.
Right.
That person, or the person who, when you're driving along in a car and you're listening to the oldie station and a double shot of My Baby's Love comes through the stereo speakers, and that person says to you, do you know who sings this song? And you go, yes, I do. And they pause and they go, who? They're calling you a liar now, right? I answered your question.
Are we friends or not?
I know. Yes, it's the swing and medallions. I do know that. But evidently, you don't trust me. You have to follow up. Me just saying yes is not good enough
for
you.
Swear me in on the Bible before I answer anything else.
They're calling you a liar,
that's
essentially.
That's exactly right, yeah.
What is that? Why does everyone who asks you about a capital or who sings or any kind of trivial information, you answer, yes, I know. And they'll always say, no, your dad would ask you. Oh, yeah? Who?
That's exactly right.
I just answered.
Right.
I said, yes, I know.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's
right.
Like I said, do you know your home address? Yes, I do.
Where does
what
that start?
What is it?
It's in your own home that forges this cynicism as you go through life, because it's my parents, and it sounds like yours too. That's right. Well, then who is it? I just told you that's not good enough for you. I told you don't trust that I'm not lying to you here.
It's weird, kind of up there with when the wife says, "So did you feed the dog?" And you go, "Yeah, I did." You fed the dog. You know what my answer is when that gets done to me? No answer.
That's exactly right.
I just stare at them.
That's right.
According to your logic, this could go on to infinity.
Mm-hmm.
Because you ask a question, I give an answer, and then you repeat the exact same question, which is essentially you're calling me a liar.
Yeah, it's
that
an
is you
annoyance.
Calling me a liar.
The bit that I don't like that I have to suffer through these days is the do you want to go? You want to go do that? Nah, I'm not really into that. Really, you don't want to go do that?
Yeah.
No, I said I still don't.
No.
2 seconds later, I'm holding firm on my opinion on that.
Gary has a thought, and my final answer is dolphin. Go ahead, Gary.
I think that's correct.
As far as that discussion, my final answer has to be Chicago Bowl, because I feel like that's just a steak. But I have to kind of blow Sheck up, because he did exactly what you're talking about 12 hours ago, sitting in that same
what
chair.
What are you talking about?
What?
Donovan, do you know who Sherman Helmsley is? Yes. Who? That is on the podcast Daves of Thunder, which you can go find.
But that's a little different, because little Donovan is a liar because he's conflict adverse and he doesn't want it to be pushed, so I have to challenge him.
All right, and it could be there is some method to the madness here, because you asked me who Sherman Helmsley is.
Do you know who Sherman Helmsley is?
Yes, I do. Now let me give you what I'm thinking in my mind. Famous Civil War general. That's what I'm thinking. Yes, I do. Oh, yes.
So ultimately, maybe it's best that we do ask the follow-up. Is that the message?
If Mark Garagos was in here, he would argue that what's in your head, who sings Double Shot of My Baby's Love, I think to myself, Paul Revere and the Raiders, yes, I know, it is the swinging medallion. So there's a verification, I suppose.
Have you ever been to Sevilla? No?
No.
Really?
Not at all. All right, let me hit LifeLock, right, Gary? Mm-hmm. IRS warning taxpayers are reporting unsolicited emails from IRS imposters. Subject lines vary, but might include the word reminder, like an automatic income tax reminder. They show an IRS.gov website, and they look like the real deal. So many ways cyber criminals can try to take what's yours. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. If there is a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you're not going to have a problem because you got LifeLock, because it's 2020, people. You got to protect yourself. Your info is all over the place. You got to get LifeLock, right, Gary?
That's absolutely right. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code ADAM for 10% off your first year. That's promo code ADAM at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off.
I think Dolphin is the right answer, but I think you were a little too hasty about ruling out Browns. Brown, if it's the color of food, it's one of the most – you get steak, you get ribs, you get chocolate.
I don't know if that's how it works. So.
That's how it works! All right, we'll be back with more hot sports talk for you tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla and Dave Damaschek, Good Sports out. Good Sports!
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail if you like it. 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take a Knee for a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Just click on the link at AdamCarolla.com and subscribe to Carolla Classic, same place with Chris Loxmana and superfan Giovanni. Tickets and info on everything we're doing here. Go to AdamCarolla.com.